Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. To my love, took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me.
Stevie Nicks is back. One of the great rock and roll voices of all time. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dror Lieber is here. Dror is joining us from all the way from Israel. He's the founder and the chief information officer at Coronet, an award-winning cloud security company, and he's got decades of experience in the technology world, and he's here to talk to us about how COVID-19 has affected cybersecurity and is affecting your cybersecurity practices and the implications of it. Dror, thank you again for being here. I hope you and your family are well. I want you to give us a report on how things are in Israel, how you guys have responded to the COVID-19 attack, to the coronavirus pandemic. What do you think? What's the word?
So first of all, thanks for having me again on the show. I always appreciate it. I love being on your show, Jim. Here in Israel, we've been in lockdown for just over 45 days now. They're beginning to ease the restrictions now. It's been very bizarre because during those 45 days, we had two holidays. We had Passover and we had Independence Day. Mm-hmm. And for both of them, we were not allowed to celebrate with other people. So,
can you give us the level of lockdown in America?
Yeah. So
in America, some states, all lockdown meant basically was that you couldn't go in stores and restaurants, but people still moved around as they wanted to. And they were encouraged to separate and all that sort of thing, but it didn't really impinge on our ability to move around. Some places you were required to stay inside your house. You couldn't even walk out in the hall almost. And some places you couldn't drive to a park or whatever. So it's across the board in America. How was it in Israel?
So in Israel, it's really dependent on when they changed the rules a little bit as things were going on, but. For example, for Passover, it was complete curfew. Nobody was allowed to leave their house or apartment. Same thing for Independence Day. Nobody was allowed because they were very concerned that people will celebrate and then the infection will happen. Parks, beaches were closed. It was illegal to go to parks and beaches.
So it was a pretty stern shutdown then, wasn't it?
Oh, it was very stern. So for example, for about three out of those weeks, we were not allowed to move more than 300 feet away from our homes.
Wow.
So if you have a dog, for example, and you wanted to take your dog out for a walk, you were only allowed to walk in a radius.
You had to walk your dog in a circle, so you got dizzy walking your dog.
Exactly right. But, you know, it worked. Israel is, I think, number two or number three in the world from the perspective of deaths per capita.
Per capita deaths, yeah.
So
you think things are loosening up? Are they going to let you go back to work soon?
So here's the deal. They're now loosening everything up. We, as Coronet, decided to stay at home. All of our employees have been working from home.
How is that working, by the way? How is that working for you?
Fantastic. It's very productive. It works pretty well. It makes me question the whole idea of having an office, to be honest.
I was
going to
ask you, are you looking at your operating statement and saying, why am I paying this kind of rent?
We definitely are. We're looking at this and thinking, you know what? You know, from a commute perspective, it's easier. From operationally easier. You know, we're about 50 employees across two offices, one in Israel and one in New York. everybody's been working from home for the last and you've been pretty productive too, haven't you? Very productive, very, very productive. Only challenge is the folks that have very young kids at home.
Yeah, yeah.
They're you know, it's a little more difficult for them, but everybody else, like I have an 18-year-old and a 17-year-old at home, so
they don't want to be around you anyway. So that works out.
Anyway,
so,
exactly, exactly.
So you know, Dror, when my children were little, I had a home office, and I trained them to not bother me because I had a regular room in my house that was an office. It was a closed door office like any professional office, and they knew that when that door was closed, that they could tap on the door to see if they could come in, but they could not make a lot of noise around the room, and they didn't come blurting in. They knew how to behave. I trained them how to do that. That's what we'll have to do.
So I'm sure you actually don't know if you know this, but I also have a home office, and my home office is actually in my bomb shelter. So every house in Israel is required to have a bomb shelter by law.
Right. Yeah.
And it's a room with concrete walls that are about,
is a bunker.
So my office is a physical bunker, right? So I can't hear anything from the outside, and no one from the outside can hear what I'm doing in there.
Right.
So I have conference calls, I have video, I am doing Zoom and everything, and you know, I'm not bothering anybody, and then nobody's bothering me, and it's great. I'm very productive.
So when do I've only got a few seconds. Will Israel be 100% back to work in the month of May?
The plan is June 1st, everything goes back to normal.
All right. Hang on to that thought. When we come back, Dror's going to help us understand the implications of coronavirus, the coronavirus pandemic, on your cybersecurity. Right after the break, Coronet.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.